song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, where we are celebrating spring and all those beautiful 80-degree days in Nebraska. It's a warm one, folks. Hope you can get through the day and enjoy it if you can and stay cool if you can. We're going to talk a little sports, a little more local state scene here for the next hour on the Doug and Daddy Show. Among our guests today, Greg Gerlach, he is coming from Omaha's DLR Group, and they helped design Foster Field. They helped build and design where LSU and Texas both play baseball, and they have a hand in the new TD Ameritrade Stadium that's going to, of course, hose or park, not stadium, TD Ameritrade Park, that will host the College World Series beginning in 2011. So we'll be talking a little bit about that. They were one of three companies that were in on that. But a lot of people are curious of what it's going to look like, what the changes are going to be when the new Rosenblatt. Well, we keep saying that. It's not the new Rosenblatt. They'll probably name the field Rosenblatt. But the new TD Ameritrade Park in 2011. We'll be talking with him on the show today. Also, Tuesday means Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney. Well, the College World Series, one game in the finals, is over. U.S. Open has finished up. Lucas Glover is your winner. Also, a variety of other things going on in the world of sports. But as we type on the latest Doug and Daddy blog, now that the CWS wraps up in the next night or two, really, there's not much going on until football begins. Major League Baseball will have the front page. And what else is there? We've had a lot of the All-Star games locally. Those will continue to roll around. But most of what's going on, just not a lot.
You really can't even get into baseball yet either, because the division series, the division are so far from being decided yet that, you know, you're only 80 games into the season or so, and it's, or not even 65, 70 games into the season. So a lot of baseball still to be played.
Most teams have played 69 games.
69, yeah.
Coming up later in the week, we preview the state rodeo. We preview the Nebraska-Kansas 8-man All-Star game. We've got Joe DeMeo later this week and many other guests as well. And of course, College World Series, we'll talk about in a moment. But since we did touch on Major League Baseball, if you haven't been paying a whole lot of attention, you know, Boston and the Yankees are leading the East. Everybody thinks the Cubs aren't doing very well. And although they're only two games over 500, they're only 2.5 games back in the National League Central. The Royals are doing what you think they always do. After the great start, they are just, what are they? Well, they were 21-18, I think. So since then, they're 8-21. You know, they win 4 in a row, then they lose 5 in a row. And tonight, they get a series going at Houston as interleague play continues. But Boston leads the East by 4 over the Yankees. Toronto 5 back, Tampa Bay 6 back. So still got a good race there. Only a Baltimore would seem to be out of that one. In the Central, Detroit has the only winning record. I don't even know if you can talk about anybody else in that division. Now, there's a lot of baseball left. I mean, look what the Rockies have done. We'll touch on that in a moment. In the West, Texas continues to cling to a slim one-game lead, even though they've lost 4 in a row. The Angels haven't gained much ground because they've lost 3 in a row. The Angels are a game back. Seattle. Worst record in the majors last year. They're only 2.5 back. One thing is that we've noticed, the Dodgers are the only team in Major League Baseball that have really put it together. Them and Boston. Everybody else has not pulled away. No great records out there. And the Dodgers, now remember, Colorado's won 17 of 18. They are still 9 back in the National League West. 9 back for Colorado. The Dodgers have an 8.5 game lead over San Francisco. Then Colorado is 9 back. But what they now have hope for is wild card time, because their 529 percentage is right there with Philadelphia, St. Louis, Milwaukee, teams that are up in the East and the Central and have a chance to do something. As we said, St. Louis leads the Central, Milwaukee a game back, the Cubs 2.5, Cincinnati 3.5 back, and Houston is 5 back. Pittsburgh, dead last in the Central, they're only 7 back. And in the National League East, Philadelphia has a game and a half lead over the Mets entering today. Florida 3 back, Atlanta 4 back. But there are so many teams that are right around 500. A couple of games above, a couple of games below, and a lot of those are still in contention at this point in the season. So Major League Baseball, a couple of weeks to go, then we hit the midway point with the All-Star break.
Hey, after the Mets debacle, what was it, last 2 years ago, 17.5 game lead that they blew over how many of the last games, over 40 games of the last fourth of the season. So really, you're right, Doug, a ton of baseball left. The Rockies, heck, another big win streak like that, and they're right back in it, challenging for the division.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, hey, they won last night.
So there you go. There you go. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. You're going to need that for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-3776. The Debt Popper inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Debt Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Check it out. If you caught some hail damage in and around central Nebraska in the last couple of weeks, and we know there was some to your vehicles, the Debt Popper can give you a free estimate. And then when you figure out how great that estimate is, they're going to get the work done for you. Debt Popper on the bricks downtown Kearney Center. Again, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That is the email address. Daddy is out today. We're not sure why, because we know he would not like to be out and about on a day like this.
Oh, no,
when
Daddy,
it is so warm.
Woo, he stays close to the ACs on days like
there
this.
There is rumor. And again, I don't know where the rumors are coming from, because it's not on the latest Doug and Daddy blog, which you can check out. I started to mention that. Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. With the Doug and Daddy hot dog contest less than 3 weeks away, he may be in training. He may be in training. Daddy may be out and in training today. So he is expected to be back tomorrow on the program, and we will have him back in studio supposedly tomorrow if he doesn't overtrain. By the way, speaking of the hot dog eating contest, it is Friday, July the 10th. Friday, July the 10th at the Hilltop Mall. Now, we have a few of the regulars coming back, including the two-time defending champion. We've also have somewhat confirmation that year one champ Josh Jeldon is not going to chicken out this year, but will return. It's in the air-conditioned Hilltop Mall, Friday, July 10th. Prizes for everyone. And as we usually do, and we've never been overloaded with entries, but last year was the best, and we hope for even a few more this year, as Troutman's is on board with their hot dogs. If you are interested, and this is very simple, if you are interested in joining us in the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, simply email us your information and you're probably going to be in. It's going to take, there's very, very few requirements here. Very few requirements. A, you can't choke on the hot dogs. B, you know, that's about it. So Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We always have it the week after the big one in New York, Coney Island, Kobayashi, and all those, you know, folks. And who's the winner? Who's the California? Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, Chestnut. Yep.
Joey Chestnut and the Black Widow and all that. But this is not like what you see on TV. This is more of a slow-paced, we let you eat hot dogs for about 30 minutes so that you don't have to just dump your dog and bun in a cup of water and try and shove them down. This is just a keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. You're at a barbecue. You're trying to get away from your Uncle Fred, and so you just keep on, you just keep shoving dogs down the gullet. So if you've been in it before, or if you've never been in it, if you're new to the area, it's fun. Maybe a little painful, but, you know, step up to the pain, and you could take home the championship. Great prizes. 1-888-455-ESPN. And, of course, if you want to enter, all you have to do is send us an email. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm looking to see if the dark horse last year, who almost came out of nowhere, Bob Hamer, will be returning to try and move it. He has been in this all 3 years, and we need him in a fourth. He was the runner-up last year to a Pug Bertrand. So we'll see what happens with the hot dog eating contest coming up July 10th, Hilltop Mall in Kearney, and that gets underway at 11 o'clock. You'll need to clear probably a couple hours out of your day for that, and then maybe some nappy time in the afternoon. So let us know if you'd like to be in. College World Series last night, game one in the book, and some exciting baseball last night in Omaha. It saw a little bit of everything. It was a pitcher's duel early. The only thing that Texas could do was hit solo home runs, and they did that. They hit five solo home runs, but LSU got a two-out, two-run double in the ninth from DJ Lemieux, who has really been doing well at the plate in the four games in the College World Series. Then Mikey Matuk singled in the winning run in the top of the 11th inning, and LSU wins it 7-6. Now, Taylor Youngman came into the ball game, freshman phenom. He's going to start tonight. Augie Garrido said that last night after the game, that he's going to start. He came in last night and threw six straight balls, and that was it. He walked a guy, went 2-0 the next guy, and that helped set up the game-tying double in the ninth inning. So you have to wonder if the pressure was there, and boy, was it hot. It was so hot, even Aaron Andrews thought it was hot.
Heat index of 107 at the start of the game is what they were showing. So
when the sun thinks it's hot, then it's hot, because that's Aaron Andrews, hot. And so it was hot. And you got to wonder, what's Kyle Peterson even doing there besides Twittering? Hey, you know, it's, all the airtime goes to Aaron. None to Kyle. Kyle, sorry, you know, Nebraska, yeah, it's your state, but no, bye-bye. And so that's the story. Tonight, game two. Again, this is a best-of-three series. LSU wins. They claim their sixth national championship. If Texas wins, it forces a game three tomorrow night in Omaha. Our pregame at 5:45. First pitch is going to be right about 6:10 here on ESPN Radio. When we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll get to some email. Plus, we will catch up with Greg Gerlach. He is going to join us from the DLR Group in Omaha. They are the architects of a lot of the great baseball and other sporting facilities, and they have a hand, along with two other organizations, in building the new TD Ameritrade Park, which will house the College World Series from 2011 on. We'll catch up with him after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Congratulations, you've decided this is the year for that new home or for that new camper. Well, we got you covered. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers with six new Nebraska-built tough Bonneville homes, like the Jacksonville with exterior beauty and interior elegance. Or if camping is your choice, look at our choice. Over 40 name-brand campers from fold-downs to 37-foot fifth wheels. Yep, we got you covered. A new home or a new or used camper, both on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
For generations, Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry products. We can provide your brick and stone needs. Call on us for help in selecting your face brick and stone for your home or business. We're the experts in our region for these products with over 140 years of experience. We're particular about the products we sell with a high level of customer service at both locations. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products. Building generations, one block at a time.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
The first ever ESPN Radio Superstation Golf Challenge is coming August 14th and 15th at Indian Head. You can play either day, $60 a player. Prizes in the top three places, top two prizes, cash or gift cards. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for details and to download an entry form. Sign up early for shirt size preferences, best date, and tee time selection. Brought to you by Bud Light, Roy's Grand Island Dodge, and ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
A shooting out, too!
We'll see partly sunny skies develop today with a slight chance of a shower or storm developing with the best chance of staying further north. We'll see highs in the upper 90s with southerly winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see lows near 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 86.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Greg Garlock from DLR Group. Talk a little, well, maybe the first architect, true architect, that we've ever had on the program. He is set to join us on the show in just a little bit. Don't forget, you can catch the Doug and Daddy Show live or via the podcast anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. Of course, you can catch it live when we are live. And then anytime when we're not live on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. And, of course, the beautiful courtyard open and doing well on these nice summer days. And all you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com. We're there for you, ESPNSuperstation.com. Johnny Dorn, he has been selected for the South Atlantic League All-Star Game. Of course, Johnny, the Grand Island native and former Husker, a nice write-up today in the Grand Island Independent if you want to read more about the story. But Dorn is pitching for the Greensboro, North Carolina Grasshoppers, and he has put up 14 starts, and he's 7-5, 3.15 ERA, and he has been selected for the All-Star Game. Of course, as a pitcher, you have no idea whether he'll get in or not, but we'll see what happens when he goes tonight. Charleston, West Virginia. So that's where Dorn is going. He did pitch 8 innings Saturday, so we'll see if he gets some time in today. Johnny Dorn a chance to pitch there. And, of course, some of those former Huskers, of course, many people saying why we were so bad. Well, the graduation and the depletion there of all those fine players now have moved on to the next level. And Dorn among those that doing very well in his first season on the run. So first season on the run there. Well, we've been talking on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I think a lot of people have been talking about this for a long, long time. And we'll take it to the next level here. Rosenblatt Stadium, of course, next year, the final year that they are hosting the College World Series, because a new stadium is going to be built and is being built in North Omaha, downtown, no-do, whatever they do or don't want you to call it at this time. And a lot of folks want to know, what's it like? What's it going to be? Is it going to hold as many people? Are there going to be as many amenities there? Is it going to be how much nicer than Rosenblatt? There are a lot of questions out there. And then you get LSU and Texas to both make it to the championship. And I think if you ask some of the folks that maybe wear a suit and tie at LSU and Texas, and then you talk to the coaches about their facilities, they're going to rave about them, because a DLR group out of Omaha had a hand in designing and getting those built, as well as Foster Field here at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and many, many other great facilities. And joining us now is the sports facility designer from the DLR group in Omaha today. Just getting ready for lunch, I assume. Greg Garlock joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Great to have you on the program. Not many times do we go all the way to the architecture firm to talk about so many neat buildings, but I think there's a lot of folks out there that are going, wow, I've seen the LSU or the Texas University facilities either on TV or maybe made a trip down to Texas, and obviously they know what's going on at Foster Field with those unbelievable facilities, and now you are one of at least three organizations to put a hand into the new TD Ameritrade Park. You guys have to be pretty excited about that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a great thing that we get to do. You know, we love designing buildings, and then, you know, most of us here that do this are huge sports fans, and so when you combine the two, it's really satisfying. And then, you know, again, you see all this activity going on right now with LSU in Texas and the ballpark downtown, and of course, Cope Stadium was a great project for us. It's just, it's a lot of satisfaction. We love doing it.
Greg, let's start with the new TD Ameritrade, and then we'll talk about a couple of these other ballparks. How long does it take to design something like that, and how long ago was it finally done, or are there still always touches being put on that?
Well, it's, you know, a project like that, and it's, you know, basically if you think about TD Ameritrade Park, it's a small major league stadium. And it can take about a year or a little more to design, and you know, close to 2 years to construct. But even during that construction period, you know, there are always little tweaks and little changes and things that you know, maybe weren't anticipated early on. So it's an ongoing process, and really a project like that can be probably close to 3 years long from start to finish.
Greg Garlock from the DLR Group has joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we said, it's not just your group. This is a pretty big project, and everybody has, every corporation maybe has their area of expertise. What specifically did you design for the new TD Ameritrade, and how will that differ from what we see at Rosenblatt?
Well, our involvement, really, it's being the design is being done by a firm out of Kansas City, who most people have heard of. They've designed Camden Yards and Jacobs Fields and things like that, along with HDR, another large Omaha firm. And then our involvement specifically had to deal with some engineering and then a lot of the interiors work, so the clubhouses, the clubs, the suites, things of that nature are the things that we're going to have a hand in. I think the big difference that people are going to say or people are going to see when they visit the stadium is it's just bigger, it's newer, everything's going to be fresh. When you're on the concourse right now at Rosenblatt, you can't see the game. At TD Ameritrade Park now, you'll be able to be on the concourse. You'll be standing in line to get your hot dog, look over your shoulder, and still be able to see the game. I just think the overall fan experience, I think people, once they get in there and experience, are really going to like what they see.
Greg, when the, I guess, the fathers of Omaha came to you and told you and the other groups what specifically they wanted this new ballpark to have, what was that the number one thing? Were there two or three things they said, we want to make sure this ballpark has A, suites, B, a chance to see the ball game from everywhere? What were some of the other things?
Well, I think those were the two big things. I think just the overall fan experience is what was really important to the decision makers. I think the proximity to downtown and some of the amenities that downtown Omaha has, I think there's a real synergy there that that I think was important to the group down here that was responsible for the decision. I think it's certainly important to the NCAA. I think its proximity to the Quest Center can be huge, and the fact that you could hold some fan fest activities in the convention part of the Quest Center, as well as maybe a concert. And so I just think when you take all of those pieces and add them together, you know, it's really, it takes what's so great about Rosenblatt and hopefully elevates it to another level.
Greg Garlock joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're talking about some of the great facilities that sporting events are held in that they've helped design, like the Dishfock Field at Austin and the new Alex Box Stadium at Baton Rouge where LSU plays. Anything that you took from those two designs that maybe we'll see in Omaha in the new stadium, or, and we haven't even touched on, where the Sarpy County Stadium is going to go?
Well, I think you always take things, you know, you learn something new from every project, and you try to take the best of those ideas and you know, evolve it into the next project that you do. So I think every project that we do, we take little bits and pieces from the previous ones and try to incorporate that where appropriate. And certainly you'll see some of those ideas come together in the new Sarpy County Ballpark for the Omaha Royals as well. You know, things like picnic decks and the suites, of course, the open concourse again, much smaller scale than the ballpark, TD Ameritrade Park downtown. But a lot of those things that are important to the ballpark downtown will be just as important to the Sarpy County Ballpark, just on a smaller scale.
Of course, Haymarket Park, another design that you guys have worked on. How much will the new Sarpy County Ballpark, just a couple things you said, are something that you can find at Haymarket?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Doug. It's really, in fact, Haymarket Park, has been identified as a great model for the Sarpy County Ballpark. Of course, most people here in the state of Nebraska have been there at least once or are familiar with it. So I think that that comfort level gives people some assurance of what the Sarpy County Ballpark is going to be like, just a little bit bigger. You know, there's about 4,000 fixed seats at Haymarket Park. We're going to have about 6,000 at the Sarpy County Ballpark. And so, you know, it's going to be, you know, if you will, we've used the term Haymarket on steroids. But of course, it's also going to have some of its own unique features that will make it, you know, very much its own project. And we're excited about some of those opportunities.
Greg Garlock joins us from the DLR Group here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Touch on that. When you make a college facility like at Lincoln, like at Baton Rouge, Austin, even the football stadium in Kearney, and then you do a somewhat semi-pro or more professional facility, what are the major differences between those two, even if the seating is about the same?
You know, really the big difference is that when you get into the minor league stadiums, it's a lot about the fan experience. It's about being able to bring your young children. They're going to get restless after an inning or two, and having things for them to do so that they don't want to go home, but they want to stay. So that way, you know, there are playgrounds, there are things like that that keep them happy, and then mom and dad can stay and watch the game. So it's really about a fan experience where the collegiate projects are much more about player development. So it's very important that, like at the University of Texas, when Coach Garrido signs, you know, a top-notch recruit, that he has a facility that he can help develop that player to be a great college player and then give them a great shot at being a, you know, a major league player someday. And that's really the major difference.
Greg Garlock is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, sports facility designer for the DLR Group. Greg, what's the favorite place you've designed?
You know what? That's a tough question because I love all these projects that I've worked on. Again, as I mentioned on before, you know, I love doing what I do. I get to meet a lot of great people. You know, I heard somebody that I learned a lot from in this business say that his favorite project was the one he's working on right now. So I'm going to stick with that. But I think the ones close to home obviously mean a lot. I grew up in Hastings, and so the project at Cope Stadium meant a lot to me because I played high school football on that field. The Quest Center had a hand in that, and so there's a lot of pride in seeing what that's done for Omaha. So while they're all great projects, I think the ones close to home are the ones that really bring the most amount of satisfaction.
Well, Greg, interesting that you bring up the Hastings fact before I get a chance to, because we go to the email here at the Tent Popper inbox from another Greg in Hastings who says, you know, you might want to mention his standout career at Hastings High, where Greg was the All-State punter and led Class A in receiving, started on the state tournament basketball team, ran on the 4x1 at state track, and started for the Legion baseball team, plus had the game-winning hit off Greg Olson at the state tournament. Now, come on, Greg. Come on. You've been all around sports your whole life now.
Yeah, you know, some of that was some of those stats, they were a little bit exaggerated, but they sound awfully good. I'd certainly take them. You know, the passage of time kind of blurs reality, I think. But, no, I've been around sports a long time. You know, I wanted to be an architect from a very early age. And so what I do, again, is just been a perfect blend of, you know, it's really my dream job. And I just have a blast doing it every day.
Now, if you're taking classes in high school, what do you take besides geometry to be an architect?
You know, I was lucky that that we had a drafting program at Hastings High, and I had a great teacher who actually was just named the state teacher of the year last year. So I, you know, he really guided me and gave me a lot of skills that I still use to this day. But you know, of course, the math and the drafting are the two most important.
Well, let's get you out of here maybe with this question. There's been some talk that Hastings wants to do some refurbishing of Duncan Field, which has to be near and dear to your heart. If you were going to help them out a little bit, what would be a suggestion for Duncan Field?
Well, you know, that is such a great ballpark, and it's got a lot of history. One of the things that I would certainly do is, are there elements of that history that we can play up? You know, and really, you know, take advantage of the American Legion World Series was there for many, many years. Are there things like that that really can be take Duncan Field to the next level? Then again, it's a lot about the fan experience. You know, you just can't find a better ballpark. I'm biased, of course, but you can't find a better ballpark in the state of Nebraska to watch Legion baseball. And so I don't think it would take much to improve that just because it's already such a great facility.
Greg, you think they're going to have TD Ameritrade Park done when they think they're going to get it done because they're cutting it kind of close?
I'm sure they will. You know, those projects, you often drive by and you go, boy, there's no way they're going to get that done on time. But they always seem to get done. You know, people pull together, decisions get made. And, I have no doubt that it'll get done.
You know, I forgot the most important part of this email because at the very end, in parentheses, all your accomplishments, and then it said, and no slouch with the ladies. You care to respond?
Like I said, the passage of time can blur reality. So,
Well, that's good stuff, Greg. Greg, we really appreciate you giving us some time here. Greg Garlock, the sports facility designer with the DLR Group, they have a hand in the new TD Ameritrade Park with a couple of other organizations. They're on board with the new Sarpy County Ballpark. They helped design and put together Foster Field, Haymarket Park, and both stadiums where our CWS finalists, LSU and Texas, call home. And everybody seems to be giving your group rave reviews, and I'm glad you could join us today, Greg. Give us a little insight on the new ballparks that are coming to Omaha.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure, guys. Love talking about it.
Hey, we'll catch up with you again hopefully in the future.
All right. Thanks,
Thanks, man. Greg. Greg Garlock joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, of course, the Hastings native, and now doing well as a sports facility designer. See, you know, here's the deal, Derek, because here's what Greg said. You know, I always wanted to be an architect. You know, here, I always wanted to be a sports guy. Greg always wanted to make money. I just wanted to be a sports guy.
Yeah, exactly. I see.
God.
But see, I wanted to be an architect, too, until they said you got to learn math. And then that was it.
I wanted to be an astronaut, and I lived in a too small house. Stupid and lazy and stupid. Wow. But when your little kid says he wants to be a fireman, let him be a fireman.
Absolutely.
He wants to be a box, let him be a box. 888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, we're going to have Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, so stay with us for that. And we'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Every small business knows this challenge. You need postage. But making trips to the post office constantly, it's a huge waste of time. And leasing a postage meter is expensive, really expensive. I've got a perfect solution. Stamps.com. Print real U.S. postage from your computer. It's like having a post office right in your home or office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer printer and an internet connection to get started. There's no hardware to buy. There's nothing to rent. I've used Stamps.com. It's so easy. You won't believe it once you get it. Why didn't they create this thing decades ago? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risks trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today. No risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone, top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop today with a slight chance of a shower storm developing with the best chance of staying further north. We'll see highs in the upper 90s with southerly winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see lows near 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 86.
Shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing,
Doug and Daddy Show. We go to the email. Apparently an Omaha Northwest alum crying that they never lost to Hastings when Greg Olson pitched. Good Lord, you lost, feel it. Oh, it said here they took third that year. Hastings did when they were hosting in 85. And, of course, Northwest, I think, went on to the finals or at least the final four of the American Legion Baseball World Series that year. So there you go. Cry, you know, wipe the tears. Wipe the tears. It'll be okay. 888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And you can go to ESPNSuperstation.com to check out all the information and to sign up for the inaugural ESPN Radio Superstation Golf Challenge brought to you by Roy's Grand Dodge in Grand Island and Bud Light. Thursday, August 13th, Friday, August 14th, tee times. You set your own tee time. 2 days are blocked out at the course for your four-person team. The two-net best ball handicap format. The team with the lowest 18-hole handicap score wins. It's just $60 a play. Player, you receive T-shirts, courtesy gifts, your green fees, a GPS-equipped cart, bucket of practice balls, everything you could possibly want. And, of course, if you win, you're going to have the bragging rights over every other golf course or business in the central Nebraska listening area. This is for everybody from Hastings to Burwell to North Platte to Franklin, Alma, York, wherever you're at. Put together a four-person team, and you have a chance to claim to be the best in the Doug and Daddy listening area for the inaugural ESPN Radio Superstation Challenge. You're going to be golfing anyway. Get your four buddies. Say you're a Metal Arc Hills. Say you're York Country Club. Say you're the Calamus at Burwell. Say you're at Gothenburg at Wild Horse. Say you're down at Cambridge at Cross Creek. Put together four. Put that as your team name. You can have more than one team from a business or a golf course, and you can enter the ESPN Radio Superstation Challenge. Find out all the details on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. The one thing we do want to tell you, with it being August 13th and 14th, yeah, it seems like a way away, but make your tee time now. That way you get the preferred tee time. If you want to play on Thursday morning at 10, you got it. You want to play on Friday afternoon at 2, you got it. That way when we fill up, you're not playing the 7:30 a.m. tee time, unless you really, really want to. Check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, let's go back to the U.S. Open a little bit yesterday. And if you want to chime in on anything we've chatted about today or haven't chatted about, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN, or you can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Lucas Glover winning yesterday. It's just the second win of his PGA Tour career. And a lot more has been made of this on the last, 18 hours of talk radio. Golf is about the only sport that your best can win, or that your non-best can win your supposed top events. Even if you want to get to NASCAR, which was about the only other thing I could think of where a guy could come in and maybe his first race win was, they still, it's just Daytona 500 and that's it. But even there, the field is just 40, always around 40 vehicles, 40 cars. Here you got 156, and it's open to everybody that's a pro and anybody that's got a 1.4 gin handicap as an amateur can have a chance to qualify. Do you like seeing the Lucas Glovers and the Angel Cabreras and the Ben Curtises of the world win? Or do you want to see Tiger and Phil and Vijay always win? And this goes on to what we put up on the blog today, and I was hoping to maybe get a little feedback while we've got some time on the Doug and Daddy show. Tiger is coming back off a knee injury. Phil is now going to go into hibernation for a while, and I think this is going to take him a while to come back from with his wife undergoing cancer treatment. He's not going to be the same for a while. So this is the chance for everybody else to make a move. And when I mean everybody else, I mean Ernie Els, Jeff Ogilvie, Sergio Garcia, Vijay Singh, Colin Montgomery, Adam Scott, Padraig Harrington did his duty. He got it done. But not Lucas Glover, not Angel Cabrera, not, J.B. Holmes, not Boo Weekly. I mean, it's a chance for them to maybe win their first major. But I think it's strange that these other top 10, top 15, Kenny Perry, haven't won one. I mean, it's somebody, they keep saying this is like the highest ranked player in the rankings since 86 to win this, or in Glover's case, the fourth highest ranked to win the U.S. Open. I find it astounding that they're not, all of a sudden, they're no longer putting pressure on the best person to never win a major, which I think everybody right now still agrees is Sergio Garcia. Where are the sort of good players, even your Stuart Sinks, your Applebee's, your Allenby, this is your chance to win one. Where are you? I think it's kind of crazy. You've got some of those young kids that are up on the leaderboard, but none of them are making a run at the actual time. I mean, Rory McIlroy had a nice round yesterday, but he wasn't in contention. It's easy to play a little more loose when you're not in contention on the final day or the final weekend. So let's see if the British Open does pick up one of those guys, but I don't think so. I think Tiger Woods is going to be right there at the British Open. It's time for him to win again, and I think the British Open is going to be an outstanding opportunity for him to get that win, because I just don't see the buzz. I don't see the buzz in the rest of the golf world right now.
Doug, I have the U.S. Open ratings pulled up here over the last several years. And basically, any time over the last several years when Tiger has won it, huge ratings. The biggest in 2002 had a 10.75 rating when Tiger Woods won it there. But other than that, he got a 7.83 in 2008. And let's see, in 2000, looked like he got an 8.27 or 8.24. Other than that, everything is pretty much under 6 when he's not in contention. So the masses turn out to watch Tiger.
Well, but go to your Michael Campbell. Tiger finished second to Michael Campbell that year, and those rankings weren't all that high, were they?
No, that's only a 5.82 that year.
So I think some of it depends. Usually it falls on Father's Day, but we'll find. And again, as we look at that, just kind of going back to my point, look at the people that have won the U.S. Open. Now, you take Retief Goosen, I think the first time he won it was kind of an unknown. You throw Michael Campbell and Angel Cabrera out, you go back years, and you don't have any slouches in there until Steve Jones back in 1996. I mean, and you go way back before that, Scott Simpson in 1987, Curtis Strange, Hale Irwin, Lee Jansen wins it twice, Ernie Els wins it twice, Corey Pavin was established on tour, Payne Stewart. Then you get into the Tiger era, Furyk, Goosen, Ogilvy, you know, and Ogilvy has at least been able to maintain his status, where Michael Campbell has not, and we'll see if Lucas Glover can do the same thing. I think Lucas Glover is a guy people will root for. I think Lucas Glover is a guy people can root for, and we'll just see how things continue to progress. When we come back, let's take a break, and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming your way.
What are you listening to?
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league, but the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment. But the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Gully.
I think I found something that would make even you enjoy the outdoors.
Did they find a way to put it indoors?
No. But the ultimate outdoor giveaway hooked by Bass Pro Shops is giving away a Cub Cadet Tracker Edition UTV.
So I could explore the outdoors without having to actually exert myself?
One winner even gets a Jim Barna Law Cabin Kit.
Sounds terrific. Check out the ultimate outdoor giveaway at ESPNradio.com. Or if you'd like, you can go visit your local Bass Pro Shops.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987.
A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop today with a slight chance of a shower or storm developing with the best chance of staying further north. We'll see highs in the upper 90s with southerly winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see lows near 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 86.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our secret probation double intern, Merritt, says poker is also a sport where somebody could come out of nowhere and win it. A lot of people in the field of those events. A lot of people. A state match play event returns to Willow Lakes Golf Course in Bellevue for a fourth time and the first since 1990 when stroke play qualification begins tomorrow. There are about 128 players in, so there's 126 going for 62 spots. The defending champion Brandon Crick of McCook and runner-up Josh Reinertsen of Gibbon are exempt from qualifying, and they will be the number one and two seeds. The match play portion begins Thursday, concludes with a 36-hole final on Sunday. The last time that this was played there, 1990, Larry Sock was a winner of the Nebraska Match Play Championship. Also played there in 1975 and 1981. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's a number you're going to need to know here in just a couple of minutes for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We know we've got a lot of folks heading down there to play some golf. All four of the Reinertsens are going to tee it up tomorrow. The three sons and Father Paul are four of the 128. Best of luck to them and all the guys that are heading down there for the match play. The women's stroke play event, they're playing at the Lincoln Country Club. Got rained on yesterday with those storms in the east, and so they had to knock that from a 54-hole tournament down to a 36-hole tournament. Defending champion Megan Bartlett not able to compete because she is finishing college and in an internship. So is that what you're doing, Derek? Are you in an internship?
Absolutely here? Not.
We pay you.
Yes, unfortunately, God. I think.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Dave Rethorst is going to join us from the Adams County Fairgrounds to talk about the Nebraska State High School Rodeo, which is getting underway and runs Wednesday through Saturday at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Gets underway tomorrow with the first performance at 10 a.m. with the first go of cutting, and then rodeo first go on Thursday at 9 a.m. and 6:30, both Friday and or Thursday and Friday. And then the short goes Saturday at 1:30. Derek, what is the short go in rodeo? Can you tell me? Because I know.
I'm clueless.
Okay, so you got all these, say you got 30 competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've got their points from the season they come in, and then they're going to have four performances, two Thursday, two Friday, to see if you can move up. And then the top 10 go to the short go in the final. So it moves along a little quicker, and
almost
it's
like
just
a heat.
Those 10.
It's almost like a heat type of thing.
It's something like that, and it's going to be hot. Imagine that. Adams County Fairgrounds, State Rodeo, jeans, long sleeve shirt, ooh, cowboy hat, kerchief around the neck, got the chaps on if you're climbing on that bull to ride, got the boots on. Oh, that's got to be comfortable.
Sweaty, I imagine.
Let's do a little Troutman's Tuesday trivia. We might ask you a rodeo question. We might ask you a baseball question. We might ask you a golf question. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you're eligible. We're going to take the calls on the air today to wrap things up. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats, where they're tailgating all the time. And let's go to the phone lines. Doug and Daddy Show. Hello, who are we speaking with?
This is Pat.
Pat, all right, here we go. Would you feel more comfortable with a baseball question or a golf question?
Baseball.
Okay, baseball question it is. LSU and Texas playing for the national championship. LSU a winner last night, 7-6. LSU has a very famous national championship in baseball. 1996, this youngster hit his only home run of the season to win the College World Series. Who was that player?
I can't help you there.
Oh, sorry, Pat. Try back. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Matt.
Matt, would you like a baseball or a golf question?
I'll take a baseball question.
A baseball question. Who has won more baseball games than any other LSU manager?
Skip Bertman.
That is correct. I wanted to get to my golf question. I should have thrown you a curveball. All right. Hey, hang on the line. Derek will get your information. We got a $25 gift card coming your way to Troutman's Quality Meats. All right, hold on. Yeah, Skip Bertman, the player that hit the home run, Warren Morris. Warren Morris hit the home run to win the 96 title, just dropping it over into the first couple of rows of right field to beat Miami of Florida. Oh, too bad. So sad, Miami of Florida. That's too bad, so sad. Also coming up this week, Kevin Mahlberg's going to join us to talk about the second eight-man All-Star game in 2 weeks for a bunch of Nebraska kids. Last week, it was all Nebraska, East versus West. This week, about half those kids are headed down to Hayes, Kansas for a Nebraska-Kansas All-Star game on Saturday night, and we will catch up with Coach Mahlberg later this week. Also Thursday, Joe DiMeo joins us for our weekly fantasy baseball. If there's someone or some topic you would like us to cover here on the Doug and Daddy Show, all you got to do is fire us an email, and we will investigate. Also, before we get out of here, Derek, our resident psycho poker aficionado, we haven't talked about that.
It's a sickness. It really is.
Well, it is sick how much better I am than you. But anyway, if you want to give us an update, it sounds like the pros are hanging in there.
Yeah, the pros are hanging in there at the World Series of Poker. They just had the $10,000 seven-card stud event, which is basically the World Championship seven-card stud event. And Jeffrey Lissandro, a big pro from Australia, got his second bracelet there. So he's a second big-name pro, along with Phil Ivey, to capture two bracelets in this World Series alone. And I know a couple of other lesser-name pros have won a bracelet in there as well. So the pros are holding their own. There was a prediction a couple years ago that these events would get so big and that the fields would be so large that it would be hard for the small number of pros to actually make it through the field. Well, I think they're kind of showing that prediction up right now and really showing what they can do. And, again, Jeffrey Lissandro capturing his second bracelet along there with Phil Ivey. So
he's
pros
the guy,
holding their own.
Is he the guy people like, or is he the guy people detest?
I don't know if they like him one way or another. He's kind of a kind of an abrasive personality a little bit at the table.
Pompous?
Pompous a little bit. I've heard him yell at some other guys before. I think he got into it with a Prahlad Friedman a few years ago in the main event. Him and Prahlad had quite a little tussle when Prahlad said he did an ante. He said he did, blah, 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 and then it got heated after that.
Where's Amir Vahidi?
Amir was a fluke. I can tell you that much. Amir was a fluke couple of years ago. He's probably back in Iran just sitting around doing nothing.
Where's Chris Moneymaker beat?
Moneymaker's all right. Sammy Farha. Yeah, Farha's still around. He's still hanging in there. He plays a lot of the big cash games in Vegas, actually. A big pot limit Omaha player. Plays in a lot of the bigger cash games. Plays a lot of the big tournaments. Has cashed, I think, in a couple of tournaments. Maybe two at the World Series of Poker this year, but no final tables or anything like that.
I heard he was looking me out while I was out there. He was trying to find me.
Nice. That's with his unlit cigarette and all, huh?
That's so great. That was the best part of that whole television thing. Yeah, Moneymaker won it, but Farha.
You remember
was
the
cool.
big bluff? You remember
he
the
was
big
cool.
You remember the big bluff by Moneymaker when he got Farha to lay down top pair?
Yeah.
Farha to this day is really, really pissed about that. He still detests anyone asking him about that. It's insane.
Well, we'll make sure not to do that. It's heads up. Seriously, is it skill or luck?
When you get to that point, depends on what the size of the blinds are, depends on how much you got to play with and that kind of stuff. But in a short-term session, luck plays a big deal.
Yeah. You can push that ace all you want, but the other guy calls with 6-7 and the flop comes 7-4 deuce or 7-6 deuce. What's your ace? Good one. But it's fun. It's fun. Hey, and we hope you had fun today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy will be back in studio tomorrow if his hot dog training session did not get the better of him. Don't forget the Doug and Daddy hot dog contest, hot dog eating contest. We want you to be a part of it. Send us your information. We will get you in. All you have to do is email us here at the show, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to thank Greg Garlock from the DLR Group for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today to talk about the new TD Ameritrade Park, the new Sarpy County Ballpark, and some of the other great designs and obviously facilities that they have helped put together. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk a little state rodeo with Dave Rethorst from Hastings and a whole lot more. Join us then on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal.
the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.